Well, this is a special day. It was 53 years ago today, 1969, that Barbara Jo Rubin was named to ride in a race at Tropical Park. There were 13 other male riders in that race. They all boycotted the race. They were fined $100 each, and they'd rather pay the fine than ride with a female jockey. And Barbara Jo Rubin is with me on this very special anniversary here on the Equine Forum. Barbara Jo, good morning. Appreciate the visit.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. You know, I was talking earlier that when I called you yesterday and asked you if you would be willing to join me to look back on that day and on your career, you weren't even aware that today was the actual anniversary day of that occurrence.
No, I wasn't. I always remember the day that I won my first race, but I don't really think about the other.
Yeah, that was about a month after the race at Tropical Park, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yeah. Well, let's start with the Tropical Park race. When you get named to ride in that race and then all of the other riders say, hey, you know what? We're not riding with a girl. What was that like for you?
Well, they all were going to ride with me and they were all congratulating me. I went through all the tests, you know, breaking from the gate, working with them, you know, down the stretch. And so I was sure the race was on, and even if they boycotted, we were going to do a walkover. So if they decided not to ride the race, then I would still break from the gate and ride the race. But they boycotted like four races before.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And so did you end up having the walkover?
No, because it was four races before. It was the last day of racing at Tropical Park. The crowds were going crazy because, of course, they wanted to gamble.
Yep.
And so they had to take me off my mount. If it was that race, it would have been okay. But it was four races before when they decided to do the boycott. And jocks came down from New York, came up from California. All the jocks came to help out with the boycott.
Wow. So if they were congratulating you and the race was supposed to take place, why all of a sudden the boycott?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it was just they got into like a group frenzy, you know, about, we are not going to ride against this girl, and everybody is going to support it if you're a member of the Jocks Guild. And that's how it went.
Were they afraid that you were going to beat them in that race, or was it more a matter of, hey, girls don't belong in races?
A little of both, I think. And before I was supposed to ride, you know, I was in a trailer and my trailer was backed up to the lawn behind the jockeys' quarters, you know, where they go out and sit out in the sun and all. And one of them threw a brick through the window of the trailer. That didn't bother me. I thought, oh, well, let them have their little tantrum. But it's still, they had to take me off the horse.
Wow. Well, you know, I described you as being a trailblazer, and I don't know if you look at yourself in that fashion or not, but how does Barbara Jo Rubin view herself and the things that you had to go through early on in your career?
Yeah, I had to work twice as hard, get there before everybody else in the morning. Nobody really told me a lot. I had to just watch and learn, you know, through my own experiences. A lot of horses I would get on for free and freelance, just so that the more horses I got on, the more I learned. And just like the gate, I'd go back there in the afternoons and sit and watch them break from the gate and, you know, devise my own way of breaking out of the gate.
Wow. You know, you mentioned the brick through the window. Were there other incidences too where they tried to keep you out of a race?
No, just when I was riding a race, they would go and hook me into a group or a couple of them, you know, would hit me with whips when they could, like by accident, but it was on purpose. And I never said anything. I just look over and smile and keep riding.
Yeah. Did you ever think, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to be doing this, maybe I shouldn't be riding, or did it just strengthen your resolve even more?
Oh, no, it just made me want to work harder.
Well, and you certainly did.
Yeah, it never deterred me because I always thought that's what I wanted to do since I was little. When I had polio, I'd lay in bed, my feet tied to the wall, and I would dream about riding races because I couldn't see my parents or anybody because I was in quarantine. And so I would just lay there and pretend I was riding races.
And when you finally got the opportunity, nobody was taking that away from you.
Nope, I was going to do it regardless. And every time on the track when I'd tell people, oh, I'm going to be a race rider, they'd laugh at me and they go, no, you're not. And I go, yeah, I am. You just watch. And then the more and more I worked out at the track, they started seeing, a lot of the trainers saw how capable I was. But still, there was a lot of prejudice against it. Some didn't want me under their chevrolet when I was freelancing, running from barn to barn. They'd yell at me to stay out from under their chevrolet and sometimes cuss me out, and I just look back and smile and keep going.
Yeah, and I think just the fact that, you know, you mentioned the polio and the things that you went through as a young girl, I think all of those things that when you finally do get to the threshold of achieving that lifelong dream, it's one of those things that nobody is ever, no matter what they try to do, going to prevent you from achieving that dream.
That's correct. They were not going to stop me. I was going to do it. And when Kathy Kushner went and when they denied my license the first time, they said, no, girls don't ride. Kathy, of course, went to court, and that sort of opened it up. So I thought I'd be all right, but then I still got boycotted.
Talking with Barbara Jo Rubin, of course, this the 53-year anniversary of her being named to ride in that race at Tropical Park. All of the other male riders, as you heard her talk about, boycotted four races prior. She had to be taken off that mount, but it didn't deter her. It would be about a month later that she would break through and become the first female rider to win a professional horse race in America. What was the first big break for you, Barbara Jo?
Well, I think when they boycotted me there, the president of the Nassau Racing Club over in Nassau saw what a huge record-breaking crowd it was, and he thought this would bring a lot of people to their track. So they invited me right away to come over and ride in Nassau. And this was before I even rode at Charlestown. So Nassau was a member of the American Racing Association, but it was not here in the United States. So I decided to go do that. A week later, went over, and the visa wasn't quite in order. So I had to wait 3 days before they were going to race again, watch the films of the races, because it was a little different over there. And I was cool and calm as could be. I went over there, and when I got to ride, you know, I knew either break on top or, you know, or watch what I was doing because they all went for the rail at once. And I won my first race over in Nassau.
Oh, wow. Wow. And then your first win here came at Charlestown, right?
Correct.
In West Virginia?
Correct. And that was very exciting.
Tell me more about that day.
Well, I had to get up at 4:30 because I always set up all the tack for the barn. Brian Webb usually had about 30 horses in his barn, so I always set up the tack. I did everything. I galloped that morning. I did everything, all my regular work. Clean tack afterward. And then I went home and got my gear together and stuff because they wanted to do interviews. And I'm like, oh, I don't really want to do interviews. I just want to take a nap. But they drove me to Charlestown in West Virginia, and I got there, and I, of course, had to go and do my license, get everything set up, and they didn't have any jockey quarters then. I just changed in the first aid room, but I was so tired after, you know, I did the interviews, did everything else, looked at the track. Couple people were telling me, oh, that wind's going to blow you off the horse at the backside. And I go, well, it's going to blow everybody else off too. What the heck? So it didn't deter me at all. But I was actually took a nap and was sleeping. And they woke me up and said, hey, it's time to weigh in and go. I'm like, okay. But I read the racing form before that. And I knew that Kathy Kylie was the horse to beat, and I knew that she always on the last turn would run wide. So I just sort of planned my race to break on top, let my horse set back third or fourth. And then as they turned for home, I knew she'd be in front, and I just slipped through on the rail. It was a great race. I loved it.
Wow. Did you know that you were making history at that point, Barbara Jo?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Did you know that you were making history and what that was going to mean for other female riders to come?
Not really. I was just doing my dream is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I'm like, I finally did it. Now there's no stopping us. But I wasn't really thinking of all the other.
Well, it really did set the path and lay the groundwork. Your sacrifices laid the groundwork for so many female riders who would come after you. And I noticed, too, as I was getting ready for the show, that yesterday was actually the 24-year anniversary of jockey Patty Cooksey becoming the second female rider to win 2,000 races. And she accomplished that at Turfway Park. So there have been so many successful female riders in the game over the years that have come after you. And I think you have to be very proud and know that, hey, you had a big hand in making that possible for women riders.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just proud of all the girls. I'm surprised there's not a lot more, but I'm proud of all the ones that have stuck it out and done their dream and decided to fight for what they wanted.
Do you think female riders still have to work twice as hard like you did and fight even harder than their male counterparts, even today?
I think they do, because there's still a lot of prejudice where people say they're not strong enough, they can't do this, or yeah, there's still prejudice. Not as bad, but there is still prejudice.
Yeah, well, I've also heard it the other way, too, where female riders, a lot of trainers like to use them because they feel like they have a nurturing instinct that comes through with the horses, and the horses respond to them better than male riders in some instances.
Yeah, and I think they've seen that through the years. So at first, they didn't believe it, but then as it went on, they could see that horses really did respond better.
Yeah. So what is Barbara Jo Rubin up to these days?
Oh, I have a farm here in Troy, Illinois. We have 30 head of horses here, and I board horses. I give lessons. I take people to shows. I do a lot of trail riding now. I'm trying to do more as I get older, but I'm out there every day. I was just out at the barn this morning in the snow, feeding my horses, taking care of everything. So it's 7 days a week.
Well, it's nonstop. She's working as hard now as she ever has, and thank goodness she wasn't deterred, and she continued to work hard.
I keep thinking at 73 I'm going to slow down, but it doesn't seem like I get to.
No, not at all. Barbara Jo Rubin here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Barbara, really do appreciate the visit here this morning, and happy anniversary to you, and thank you for the sacrifices you made in achieving your dream and making things possible for those ladies to come after you.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.